Veritas Academy was chosen by Niche as the number one Christian and private school in Northern Virginia and third in the state of Virginia. Have coffee with the headmaster every Tuesday morning. Schedule your visit now. VeritasAcademyDC.com. VeritasAcademyDC.com.
We broke this story earlier in the show as we've obtained the arrest video of school board member for Fairfax County, Abrar Omeish. We also have obtained a copy of her police record. Many, many moving violations, including this latest incident in April of 2019. Well, I shouldn't say latest. There could be other incidents since then, where she plowed through a red light turning right. She was stopped by the police officer, and then she refused to produce her license and registration. Finally, the police officer gave her an ultimatum.
So you can either give me your license and registration, or you can step out and take you to jail and be done with this. Your choice. Ma'am, I've been polite, and you're going to argue with me about it. I'm giving you two options.
That's not fair.
Ma'am, those are your two options right now.
It's not fair. It's not fair. Eventually, she was forced to be removed from the car. She was arrested. During her mugshot, by the way, the Fairfax County policy is that she had to remove her hijab, her headscarf. She is an observant Muslim, and now all of this has triggered a lawsuit from the Council for American Islamic Relations. Also in the news is this same school board member, Abrar Omeish, coming out on her Twitter feed, taking the sides of the Hamas terrorists and referring to Israel as colonists and an apartheid state. She's directing the curriculum and policies for your children in the public schools. Joining us right now to discuss this is Pat Herity, Fairfax County School Board member, Fairfax County Supervisor. Pat Herity, thank you for joining us on this one. I appreciate it. We reached out and wanted to get your opinion on this.
You know, this is really, you know, a horrible example for our students. I mean, our elected leaders should be providing examples for students, we should be teaching our students to follow the law and respect the police officers enforcing it. They should be allies.
This is a pattern of behavior here from, again, a school board member who is setting policies. And, I mean, you wonder what her voice is with regard to our history curriculum or you know, social studies curriculum when she's using her social media to attack one of our most important allies in Israel. If I were a Jewish parent in Fairfax County, I would be deeply concerned about this.
Yeah, I find it amazing that those that preach diversity and equity seem to be the least tolerant of diversity of opinion. We need to be focused on getting our kids back in school and getting them educated and not all this nonsense and anti-racism, anti-bias curriculum that we're focusing on. And, you know, we've replaced our chief academic officer with the chief equity officer. Fortunately, this year they've restated them. You know, we need to get back to teaching our kids and get away from the nonsense. But
when you look at the makeup of the Fairfax County School Board, there are multiple members, many of them like Ms. Omeish, who's been recently elected, who appear to be activists, that they appear to approach the job as a school board member to sort of push their social justice ideology into the classrooms. Am I wrong in sort of interpreting that that's how they're approaching their job?
Yeah, they were elected on activist agenda, not on keeping our school system the best in the country, which is really which should be the focus. And the focus seems to be on everything, but it seems to be on the social justice agenda, the, you know, anti-racism equity agenda, and instead of the biggest one is when we replace a chief academic officer with a chief equity officer, it kind of is where our school systems are going wrong. Instead of focusing on academics, they're focusing on social justice agendas, and we really need to get back to, you know, get away from renaming schools and that being the priority. Getting schools open 5 days a week like the rest of the country and our private schools have done.
Yeah. And then when you see this this lawsuit, she's suing Fairfax County and the police over this incident where, I mean, I don't know if you've seen the video or not. I've been playing much of the audio here on the program. She's refusing to cooperate. She's refusing to show her license and her registration. The police officer is being incredibly professional, polite. It's almost like she's trying to provoke an incident to create a potential lawsuit. That's my interpretation. Have you been able to see this?
I've seen the video. The officer's request was standard and simple for any traffic stop. And her response was to resist. I mean, and again, to go back to, it's a horrible example. And it's not like she hasn't done this before. I mean, she has a history of traffic offenses, so she knows the drill.
Yeah.
I don't know why you wouldn't walk through the drill. She also, you know, speaking of past instances, has a resisting arrest with a state trooper. So, I mean, I just don't understand it. And to go back to your question on how do these people get elected without being fully vetted?
Yeah.
I just don't understand. You know, again, you know, they were elected as activists, and I guess that's what, you know, that's what we got.
Well, and you know, school board elections are supposed to be nonpartisan. So, you know, I think that there's some assumption from the voters, I think, that they're and some, frankly, rather naively, they believe that the people who put themselves out there to be a school board member are really there because they care about education and they want to, you know, sacrifice some time. They're not doing it for a career move, certainly. But in fact, I don't know. To me, I find members of the school board to be hyper partisan in how they approach their job. They're more partisan than many of the people that your colleagues on the County Board of Supervisors.
Yeah, I would agree. And I, you know, we say that they're nonpartisan, but, you know, clearly in Fairfax, and I'm sure in some red jurisdictions too, you win the primary, and you're going to get elected because they do a good job with the sample ballot. And I'm sure it happens the other way, but, you know, local government used to be about common sense and about doing the right thing. And unfortunately, you know, national politics has made its way down into local government. And we seem to be less about common sense and more about politics and activist agendas. And it's not good. You know, fortunately we got, you know, one of my favorite Democrats, Jack Peterson, just a common sense guy that still believes in common sense here and there. But we need to get back to those kind of, you know, citizen servant leaders that focus on common sense instead of, you know, this person who's clearly lost the trust of our, and, you know, and confidence of our community. There's a recall petition out for her. You can go to openfcpscoalition.org to see that if any of your listeners want to.
But I was going to ask you about that. I have mixed feelings about recalls, but I do think in some egregious situations, a recall is called for. And I think that certainly in Loudoun County, as they've got a recall effort going for the school board, and here in Fairfax County, given the performance over the last year and given some of these individuals who really have sort of lost the plot about what's best for our kids, I think it's the only way to go. And are you supporting the recall effort here in Fairfax as well?
Well, I will tell you, and I'm much like you in that I don't necessarily support recall efforts unless there's something egregious. And I think in this case, there is something egregious. I will share publicly, and I shared it with Springfield school board member Laura Jane Cohen. I don't agree with her on not opening schools, but that was a decision she made. She had some factual basis for that. So that was a disagreement of opinion, but this is pretty darn egregious.
Yeah.
And I think in the case of our Commonwealth attorney, I'm 100% on board with that recall petition because he literally is not doing his job and he's failing at his job. So I think in limited circumstances, they make sense, but you can't do it just because you don't like them.
Right. No, and I think in this case, there's certainly grounds for it. But you're right. Open FCPS is the organization that's manning this, and they sort of make case.
Mm-hmm. OpenFCPSCoalition.org.
Oh, thank you.
I think the coalition needs to be in there.
OpenFCPSCoalition. And also check out their social media as well. Supervisor Herity, thank you for coming on here in a bit of a moment's notice to react to this. It's disturbing. And I think that it's also indicative of how far Fairfax County schools have gone, which was once the crown jewel of the nation, the school district here in the nation's capital or in the shadow of the nation's capital, and how far it has moved. But it's not too late. We can take back these schools. They are our schools, Mr. Supervisors. They still are, aren't they?
They are our schools, and we need to take them back and get them going in the right direction. And thank you for bringing light to this video, because it's important.
You bet. The folks at the Washington Free Beacon heard this earlier. They have asked for this material, too. They're going to be writing up. I figure, I believe some other news outlets are also going to pick up on it, so we shall see what happens. Thank you, sir. Always good to talk with you.
All right. Thank you. All right.
That's Fairfax County Supervisor Pat Herity, one of the rational voices in the room there, still standing. Let's keep him going.